People said, was anything discussed about the de facto government we need to get rid of? The answer is yes and no. And let me explain what I mean by that. Yes, we talked about restoring the proper role of constitutional government. And yes, there was references to the out of control regime. Yes. Yes, there was references to the election fraud. Yes, there. But, you know, you got to kind of walk a line here. Were we promoting revolution? Right. Were we promoting outside of the government? The answer is clearly no. So I don't mean to hesitate on the answer to that, but I want to be very clear. If our goal is to restore the republic and the traditions of our founding fathers, absolutely. If our goal was just to rage against the machine and revolt against an out-of-control government, no, not really. And there's a big difference between those two. In my humble view, you know what? One is productive and the other is not. Okay, and so when they literally write, when they really write in the IREHR, you know, hey, this is the beginning of the insurrection. That just shows how hostile they are to what we're doing now anyway, right?
Yep.
So I bring that up because we've got a very fine line we have to walk here, people. I get that you want action. And I get that there is an out-of-control government that's got to be stopped. I get that. And I get that it's gone communist, and I get that it's gone rogue, and I get that it's criminal. I get all that. And I don't disagree one bit. At the same time, we need to talk about tactics for solutions. And let me give you a quick example in a real sense about tactics for solutions. So Nick Finch was there, former sheriff of Liberty County, Florida. And he spoke, and he stood up for our Second Amendment rights and literally went to loggerheads with the governor of the state, got arrested, eventually went to court and won and shut down the governor and got all of his back pay. Well, that's an example of we're standing up for the proper role of limited government. The sheriff was right, the governor was wrong, and eventually we won. There was liberty in Liberty County. So if that's what you mean by shutting down the out-of-control, belligerent, abusive, hostile, you know, government, yes, indeed. We talked about Darlief doing the same thing on election integrity. We talked about Richard Mack and his Supreme Court case win and how that was basically 27 years ago, really kind of the basis for a lot of the actions that are being taken now